shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. That's right. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Tonight, we continue looking at the Joe Paterno situation, and it's not a Joe Paterno situation. It's a molested children situation. It's a sexually abused kid situation. It is abused children. That's what we're talking about. Joe Paterno, with all due respect to the career the guy's had, is not number one on my hit parade. I don't particularly care. I think he's had a great career. If he's been smart, he's invested his money. I'm sure he's made a lot. I know that it's a hell of a note. And I'm sure the truth will out. But there's one very obvious thing going on here. You know, something happened in the locker room, in the facilities used by the Penn State football team. Something so odious happened that even if you did go to the principal or the headmaster or, in this case, the university president and said, by the way, a kid was sexually assaulted in the locker room. I thought I'd let you guys know because this is the chain of command. It's so unbelievable considering the fact that you have to go to work there every day. You know, it during the spring practice, during summer, during the football season, these are the practice facility training, you're going to work there. You're going to work there, and you're walking by a shower where a kid got sexually assaulted, and you're not the least bit interested. Well, I wonder what happened with that, man. This happened where my players take their showers, where the coaches take their showers. I wouldn't want to set foot in the place. I wouldn't want to set foot back in the place. I wouldn't want to use the facility any longer. I don't know. Call me. Maybe that makes me weird, but
why not?
Because I just wouldn't be able to go to work at a place where a child had been assaulted. It would cause me a problem. I don't know.
Yeah, but you didn't do it.
I know I didn't do it, bud. It's not about me doing it. It's about the fact that this took place in where I work. I don't know. We're going to talk with our own head coach and a longtime contributor on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and that's Vernon Dozier. And Coach Dozier is at Belmar Academy, and he's going to be discussing with us his perspective, his take on what has happened at Penn State. And again, I don't think I'm being talking out of school when I say, yeah, I'm real sorry what happened to Coach Paterno, but hello, there's kids that need to be talked about here. Are they getting any kind of help? If they are, what kind is it? How old are they now? Who are these young people? And what was done immediately following the reporting of this? What did the University what did Penn State do? You know, the thing with Penn State is many people have been commenting this way today, and I got to tell you, I agree. Penn State has handled this as if the most important thing for them was to shield the good name of their university and their football program, and everything else is of secondary importance. This guy that reported this, this guy's name is McQuarrie. He's an assistant coach.
That's his name?
Yeah, don't do any jokes, okay?
Don't joke about it, man. I just wonder if that's his name.
That's his name. This guy saw a child being sexually assaulted, went and told Coach Paterno, who then went and told the administrators. Well, here's the thing. Apparently, he witnessed this. Did he say anything to this coach? Did he say... Get away from that kid. Now, this guy is not going to be on the sidelines for the game this weekend. This Coach McQuarrie is going to be in the press box.
What's he doing? He's going to coach it up there?
Probably. I mean, that's what they do sometimes, as you know, bud. They coach from the press box. But the fact is, not from the press box, but there are boxes that are adjoining the press box for coaches, and they watch from up there. But the fact that he's been assigned to do his job up there, some people have speculated, is some kind of a security move, some kind of a safety move or a safety provision. So all of that we're going to get into here with Coach Dozier in just a moment. And I'll put him on hold just a second, bud. Don't jump the gun here.
You got to talk about the hoodie.
That's what I want to talk about. We have the brand new Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie, which is in our souvenir shop right now. If you go to philhenryshow.com and hit shop, you're going to see what is on the screen right now on our Phil TV and HD, and that's our new Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. On the front, it has the Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse logo, and on the back, the famous slogan that has made Ted's world famous, we want to put our meat in your mouth. That's right, Ted's of Beverly Hills, located wherever your great favorite mental fantasy steakhouse is located. That's where Ted's is. So if you want a nice warm hoodie for the winter, for the holiday season, if you want to shop for the Phil Henry fan in your family, which may be you and somebody else, come to our website, philhenryshow.com, and go to our shop and take a look at so much of what we have there is the original Phil Henry Show merchandise, and a great deal of what we have there made famous on the show, including our shot glass, our hoodie, our coffee mug, the legacy CDs, the baseball caps, the T-shirts, all of that at philhenryshow.com. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, if you want to jump in on the conversation this hour. But we're going to first talk to Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. He is the head varsity football coach there and has been for the last 22 years. He's also a member of the board there. He is also a social sciences teacher for the juniors and seniors, as well as the health teacher there. And, Coach, first of all, we appreciate you joining us.
Hey, Phil, always good to be with you.
Now, you're a football coach at an institution of learning. It's not a college, but it is a high school, and we know how important football is even at the high school level. So, you know, you have this... You have this environment, this culture, you know.
Yeah.
When you saw what was happening at Penn State and you heard the news about this assault, and then you heard about all of these news swirling around Coach Paterno, and then eventually heard that he had been dismissed, what was your immediate reaction?
Well, I thought about a couple of situations that I had seen over the years, to be honest with you, Phil. When I was coaching football in Arizona a number of years ago, we did not have it was not about sexual abuse of a child, but it was a drug problem that we had with one of our coaches who had become addicted to, I think, painkillers or something like that. And we had a problem with that because, number one, he needed treatment. Number two, it got into the community before we were able to sort of manage the news, and the perception was that we had we tolerated drug users on our coaching staff, which of course was ridiculous. But when the perception gets out there, you know, that day it's hard to control.
Right.
So when I heard about Coach Paterno, my first thought was, what's the perception going to be on our football program? Because we have a football program here that is getting ready to dedicate a north grandstand. We have a lot of boosters, and we have a lot of people who've been working very hard to raise the money for this. We've got a north grandstand we're going to be dedicating in our stadium next week. And I'm very, very grateful to tell you, Phil, that it's going to be dedicated in part to me because the stadium is named after me, which I had no idea that was even going to happen. That happened a couple of years ago. And now we have this situation at Penn State, and the fact that of all the things that could possibly have been done, or of all the evils that could have been perpetrated, we find out that it was the molestation of a child, which is absolutely the lowest that you could possibly go in terms of how you're dealing with other coaches and how you're dealing with other programs.
What do you mean, other coaches?
Well, we absolutely feel that we know that this is a terrible thing that happened to the child and the parents, but I'm talking specifically right now, the thing that has been sort of taking our time is how is this going to affect the other schools, and particularly our football program? How are we going to be perceived on the eve of having our North Grandstand dedicated?
Oh, I sort of understand what you're saying. I don't think I understand 100%. If something happened at Penn State, how does that affect you?
It affects the perception of football, Phil. It affects the perception of how people see us. Are we football coaches? Are we some other kind of? Are we deviants? So what do people think of us? And then,
but don't you think people are separating out? Why would you lump together all football coaches when this is just we're just talking about one program? And in point of fact, we're just talking about, you know, a handful of people.
Well, that's just it. We don't know where this thing is going to end. We know that we have this McQuarrie. We know we have this Sandusky. We know we've got a couple of other people, administrators. We don't know where it's going to end. And that's what you worry about, because then you begin to wonder, are people not just looking at their football program? Are they saying, well, where else do we have these perpetrators, you know?
And well, are you worried that's how they're seeing your program?
I'm worried that it just simply takes the focus away from, we don't have that kind of program, and I can tell you right now, I would never, ever, ever do what Paterno did, which was basically run and hide. Joe Paterno found out that he had someone attacking kids, and he went to the administrators, then he ran and hid, and I would never do that. And I can tell you right now, had I been the coach of Penn State, there would be a lot of people in a prison cell right now, and they would have been there for a long time. What I'm saying is simply this. On the eve of us dedicating a new grandstand in the North Grandstand at our stadium, we have to deal now with people coming into that stadium and looking at our coaches, looking at our players, looking at our football program and saying, this is where a lot of these perverts, ply their trade. Take a look at it. A football stadium.
That's a pretty, that's an interesting comment that you're making. For people to walk into a high school football stadium, sit down and look down on the coaches and the players and say, wow, Penn State comes to mind. I don't know. I saw today on the news, I was looking at a coach being interviewed. He was a basketball coach from Syracuse. And I watched this man talking about the problem, and I tried to identify in myself some sense that I didn't trust him, like all coaches, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't find that. I found him to be credible, and I felt, well, he's a different guy, and it's a different program. It's even a different sport. So I didn't have a problem with that, you know?
Well, Phil, you're a fair man. Unfortunately, not everybody's like you, and there are a lot of people who, the minute they see Penn State, they're going to start to blame us. Again, if I'd been the coach, it's just too bad I wasn't the coach of Penn State, but nobody asked me. If I'd been the coach of Penn State, I would have taken all of these people and I would have had them all thrown into a prison cell. And then I wouldn't have to be worrying about this dedication where people are going to come into our stadium and take a look at the perverts that are down on the field. And
you really think that people are going to look at you and say, look at all the perverts on the field?
I don't know what they're going to. All I know is this. Institutions of learning in this country that have football programs are now all suspect because Joe Paterno, who's a great football coach, but because Joe Paterno is only a great football coach, and as far as being a human being is concerned, I guess, he comes up a little short there. Because of him coming up short as a human being, now I got to listen to this as we're dedicating our North Grandstand and our football program, which has been an outstanding football program.
All right, hold on for a coach. Can you hang on?
Certainly.
All right. Coach Vernon Dozier is with us, and Joe Paterno and the problems at Penn State have caused a problem for a lot of football programs as far as he's concerned. They're dedicating a new grandstand there at their stadium coming up in a week or so. And how are people going to perceive their football program? That Joe Paterno is a great coach and that he came up short in the human being department means that everybody who coaches a football team is now suspect. It's a very interesting point of view from Vernon Dozier, head coach at Belmar Academy. We're going to keep talking with him here, and our number is 877-876-PHIL. If you have a question for him, you're certainly welcome to call in. 877-876-PHIL. As we continue talking with Vernon Dozier here about Joe Paterno and these horrible problems at Penn State on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 here as we talk with Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy tonight about the problems at Penn State. This is any way you slice it, Coach, it's a horrible thing to have this kind of thing happen in your locker room.
Without question, Phil. I heard what you were saying at the beginning of your show. I couldn't agree more. To come to work every day knowing that this abomination had happened in the very place that you work and work at a profession I love very much. I love football, and I love the students, and I love our athletes, and I love our institution. And to come to our stadium and to enjoy football as a player, as a spectator, and then to know that this thing happened, I can tell you, if I'd walked in and I'd seen what was happening, I have to be very honest with you. I don't know whether that guy would ever get out of a hospital. And I mean that very sincerely. I don't know if the guy would ever have gotten out of a hospital if I walked in and I saw one of my coaches doing that. First of all, stands to reason he's fired, but that's just the beginning. Is he ever going to walk again? Is he ever going to be able to eat using a fork and spoon, or is he just going to be drinking his dinner for the rest of his life? You know,
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is how I feel about it.
No, I understand. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Why don't we take a phone call here? We have Tracy. Go ahead, Tracy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Coach Dozier.
Hi, Phil. I just wanted to say that guy, the coach that was on the phone and going to have his stadium named after him. Well, I think he was.
That's Coach.
Idiot.
That's Coach Dozier. Coach?
I'm right here, ma'am. If you want something to say something to me, you can say it right to me.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you would think that the public would ever consider football that way. It was a terrible thing that happened at Penn State. It was a terrible thing, the whole Joe Pa thing. But no one looks at football coaches like that. I can't even believe you would think that.
What do you mean, look at football coach? Did a kid get molested?
Hold on, I got to ask. Hey, Tracy, can you turn your radio down for me, or is it up?
Yeah, turn it down.
Yeah, turn it down.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, Coach.
First of all, ma'am, what do you mean, Joe Paterno kept this under wraps? Okay, so now he makes all of us look like we get off on this kind of thing because he kept his mouth shut. He didn't go to police.
Okay. Oh,
and now I'm going to have my North End Stadium. We're going to have our grandstand dedicated in a week, and all anybody's going to be thinking about is what a bunch of perverts football players and coaches are.
No one.
Thank you.
No one would think that. That's
well, ma'am,
like
I think
that's like saying that you have one bad teacher that beats a child, and everyone looks at teachers the same way. That's not so. I don't look at
I mean,
like that. That's just one.
But guess what? It was not just one. It was a coach, and then it was a coach covering it up, and then it was a university covering it up, and then it was Paterno covering it up. I mean,
it was one incident. I don't look at my local
no, ma'am,
team
well,
like that.
I think we need to be clear here that there was more than one child that was assaulted by this guy. So we don't really know. We know that one was seen.
Yeah, well, one of the coaches walked in and saw this guy sexually assaulting a child in a toilet or bathroom or
it was in the shower.
In the shower, okay.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? In the very place where the Penn State players shower after a game and get ready for a game, a kid got molested. Now, I'm telling you right now, if I find out that my football program or anybody's football program is put under a harsh light because of this, I don't know what I'd do. I'd find that guy Sandusky myself. And
be careful what you say, Coach.
Well, this lady's telling me she's giving me a song and a dance.
I'm giving you a song and a dance. I'm
yes,
not
ma'am.
Giving you a song and a dance at all. I think what happened to Penn State was terrible, was a terrible thing that happened. But I don't think that that has anything to do with your football team.
Ma'am, I'm saying that all of football is now indicted by one pervert.
That
as
is
good a
not
coach as he
so.
Was.
I don't know that you have the proof of that, Coach.
I think you'll see the proof come Saturday afternoon at Vernon Dozier Stadium when we go to dedicate our North Grandstand. And there's people grabbing their crotch. And let me tell you something, miss.
Oh, I think that's
as a football
ridiculous.
Coach, well, you say that, but...
What evidence do you have of this? What I saw of the players and the students, that they were very supportive of Coach Paterno.
That was a very, very loud and vocal minority there. But now you got people talking about Penn State football and all football as if it is run by a cabal.
I have not heard
of chicken hawks.
No one except you ever say anything about other people in football. That is
I'm just
so...
saying, if it happens, what do you think this will do to the pro game?
Well, you know what? Again, we have the kind of a paranoid thing, and I can understand being paranoid. This is a horrible thing. If it's true, a person certainly deserves to have the criticism. But if it's not true, it's a terrible thing to be considered a pervert when you're not, or a child molester when you're not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't want that to happen. So I'm getting out in front of this. And, ma'am, with all due respect, you sound like one of those people that loves to paint people like they're perverts. Is that what you do?
Are you kidding me?
All right, listen, we got to take a break.
I'm telling you that there is no way that I would look at a football coach and think that he's a pervert because of what happened at Penn State. And now you're accusing me of calling you a pervert?
Hold on. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
That's what I'm doing. Henry.
Phil Henry Show.
Well, that's not fair. All right, we're back with Vernon Dozier on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coach Dozier at Belmar Academy is a very prominent football coach, a high school football coach in the nation. And we're talking with him about what was happening and what continues to happen there at Penn State. I don't think that's fair to say that because Michelle Bachmann was eating a corn dog, you know.
No, I know that. It was juvenile. What I'm saying is, Phil, there's a lot of juvenile people, and they think in very juvenile ways. So you see something, you see a picture, and the first thing that comes to your mind is something that is very childish. When Coach Paterno was obviously mishandling this situation, I believe, personally, because, like I told you, had it been me as the head coach at Penn State, I think people would be very, very happy today because they would never have had to deal at this late date with what happened. I would have taken this Sandusky, and I would have fed him to, one of these, if you've ever been to SeaWorld, if you saw that Shamu, I would have fed him to one of those. I would not have stood for it. The thing that bothers me is with this one caller, this lady said, I would never consider you to be a pervert. Well, I think the reason why she said that is because they've gotten out in front of this thing, and they're trying to defuse it, and so she has no chance to call anybody a pervert, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm getting out in front of it.
And well, what you're saying here is you're afraid people are going to come to your stadium and think of you and your football program as suspect and somehow corrupt, but you're saying that no one's thinking that way. That's why that lady is talking like that? It doesn't make sense.
What I'm saying is because I've cut her off in the past like I have so many other people by saying I'm not a pervert, I don't run that kind of a program, I don't do that, none of my coaches do that, none of my players do that, and I will physically, I will physically do damage to any coach of mine that I catch doing that. I'm getting out in front of this because I don't need, when we dedicate the North End Grandstand, which will be dedicated to my name, I don't need people walking into that stadium and looking around and saying, look at this. This is where this kind of sickness takes place, where kids get molested and coaches get their kicks doing it, and we're sitting here dedicating a grandstand to one of them?
Well, I think you've taken this way. Don't put yourself there, Coach. You're not suspect. Don't even give it a hint of credence. Otherwise, people start thinking of you in those terms.
No, they not if you remain silent. No, they will not, Phil. If you remain silent, then they will. If you speak out, they won't.
Well, I don't know. I think there's an old saying, let sleeping dogs lie, and there's a reason for that. Don't stir up trouble where there isn't any. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Coach Vernon Dozier, who feels that the Joe Paterno sex scandal at Penn State is eventually going to blanket and infect all other football programs across the country. Here is Justin on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Justin. You're on with Coach Dozier.
Yeah, I used to play football in 06, high school football, so you can't just pin one coach. So whoever pins all coaches is stupid. Like me, like personally, just like saying someone's an alcoholic, you can't say, okay, this guy's an alcoholic and everybody else in the world's an alcoholic. Just because there's one bad egg, you can't pin anybody else because one guy screwed up and did something really stupid. So you can't.
Well, I don't think you're quite saying, I don't think you quite understand. If this is not just one alcoholic. This is a coach. This guy Sandusky. This is Paterno. This is McQuarrie. This is Spanier. You know, it's a whole bunch of people.
He should be outside and beat because that was just something stupid he should have never done. They should actually check the background of him. You know what I mean? If they have a criminal record.
Well, yeah, but they didn't do that. And because they didn't do that, now people are looking at organized football at the student level, whether it's college or high school. Now they're looking at it, and now what used to be a wonderful Saturday afternoon, Friday night thing is now something that stinks like someone defecated.
No, it's not like that.
Well,
you know, different stuff. I used to go to high school, so I go, okay, cool. I never thought, okay, that is my coach a pervert or not? It's like, okay, cool. You know, hey, he's a cool coach. You know, now if he didn't say he did cross the line, I'm like, you know, look, quit doing it if he did it, but he didn't. So this coach, that one coach that caught him, should have walked up and like, hey, you know, quit it or. You know, should have punched
him. Well, I can't believe that guy.
That's. I think we're all in agreement on that. Why that coach didn't walk up and pull him off that kid or otherwise.
I'm telling you right now, I would have walked up to him.
They should have fired both of them. Right? I mean, I'm glad they fired the other one. They should have fired the other one as well because that's bullcrap.
You just said the magic words right there. Why didn't Paterno fire that guy right off the bat?
Because it happened in 2002.
So?
The guy retired in 99, so he had access to the locker rooms.
Well, why would Paterno give some kind of an animal like that access to the locker room? Oh, man.
You think when they would retire, well, he'd be like, okay, give me all your keys.
This guy, that's a good point you're making, Justin, but this dude was so respected. He'd been the defensive coordinator there for 20 years and was such an integral part of the program and sort of the football family at Penn State that they allowed him to use the facility. He kept an office, I think, near the, you know, training facility, and he was almost like a...
Yeah, I know what you're saying. He's kind of like in retirement, but he's still... It consults and
well, whatever it was. I mean, yeah, they let this cat have access and they shouldn't have. And, you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions. Thanks so much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-7445 as we talk here with Vernon Dozier about this. And we'll take a phone call now from Altadena. RC, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Phil, I wanted to ask on the coach, what would you do? Specifically, if you did see a guy that was touching a kid there.
You're asking me what I would do specifically?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think I indicated that I would...
You said that the guy would not be walking around.
Well, I think you're right. I did. I didn't get specific. I will tell you exactly what I would do. If I saw a man sexually assaulting a child, the first thing I'd say was, son... I want you to go into my office, and I'm going to call the police. Make sure the child's protected. And...
Well, how would you know the kid's protected?
I would tell the child to go into my office, and I would make sure he's protected. I'd get another staff member to watch this child as the police were on their way. Then I'd say to this Sandusky, I said, you and I got business someplace real quiet. I would find, if I could, and I know exactly at our school, we have an area that was a construction site that's since been abandoned, so there's a lot of abandoned buildings over there. I'd take him over to one of those buildings. I'd sit him down in a wooden chair or anything that I can find. I'd put on these rubber sort of pugilist gloves that I've got, very thin rubber, but they help the knuckles from getting scratched up.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd, just because I feel like it, because I like the movie, I'd use that line from Dirty Harry and say, you really want $300 worth, don't you? And I'd hope he'd say every penny, and then I'd make his face look like that guy Zodiac.
I ain't never seen that movie.
That sounds pretty bent.
What sounds bent?
What are you talking about, taking him over to a vacant lot and...
I'd take him to a vacant lot and I'd say, do you want $300 worth?
What does that mean?
It's from a movie that I happen to admire.
Well, it may be a movie that you admire, but what does that line mean?
That guy paid the dude $300 to beat his face in.
Well, this cat is not going to pay you $300. Am I to assume here that...
I understand he is.
Am I to assume that you're going to beat this guy's ass?
Yes, sir. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, but you'd have him in a chair and everything. You'd beat his ass as Wizzy's was sitting in a chair.
What did you just say? Man.
I said, would you beat his ass with him sitting in a chair?
Yes, if he would stay still for me, I'd love that. I'd love it. I would love it if a guy would just sit there and not move and let me beat his face in. That'd be great. But you know and I know that that's not the world we live in. We don't live in a perfect world where a guy's going to sit there and let you just go ahead and just really start to sound his kisser, you know, stand him up, jab, roundhouse, maybe even a couple of kicks. You know, you're not going to let him do that.
Well, that sounds like the answer I wanted to hear, Mr. Henry. Thanks very much. I like your show.
Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. What you just described there, Vernon, was almost sadistic, though.
In what way?
Well, to say that I'm going to sit the guy down in a chair and have him get comfortable and use the line from Dirty Harry.
I think, Phil, if more of us take these people that treat children this way, tie them to a chair someplace in a vacant lot, maybe a deserted part of the city.
Well, that's a vigilante mentality that I think it disturbs me. And
why does it disturb you?
Because it bespeaks a vigilante kind of a torture thing. I think it's better that we have the police handle these things. But I will tell you this. If it was your immediate reaction when I kicked this guy's ass, I can certainly understand that. We'll be back with more of your phone calls and more from Vernon Dozier here on number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, as we talk about Joe Paterno, the Penn State football program, and whether it is having a negative effect on other football programs around the country. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL as we continue talking here with Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy in Altadena, California, about this situation at Penn State. We're getting the viewpoints of coaches. You're a high school coach, Coach. Obviously, the attacking and the molestation, the assault on a child would be quite, it would be much closer to home for you, wouldn't it?
Coach Paterno and the other coaches closer to home. I don't know what you mean by that. If you have children or you've ever coached at the high school level, I don't think you need. If you're a college coach like Paterno, the first thing Paterno should have done is immediately report that man to the authorities and get him off his campus, get him away from everybody. But he didn't do that. See, and Paterno, because as I said, he's a great football coach. But he comes up a little short in the human being department, and look what he's done now to myself and to other coaches who may be in a similar situation to me come on Saturday, as I mentioned, where we have the North Grandstand dedicated to us, or to any of those situations where we've done a good job and we're waiting for our fans to come to us and say thank you for the great job you've done. But I can't do that now, Coach, because now I think you molest children.
That's a big leap there. That's a big, big...
Well, you know, you need to be in my shoes.
No, that's a really big leap. Let's take a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. Here is John. Go ahead, John. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Vern, I think you need to get over yourself. You know, I agree with the lady. I don't think all coaches are going to be painted with the big brush because of one isolated instance. This is... You're an idiot. I mean, you know, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Wait. I didn't call you an idiot, did I? For calling up and saying you don't coach for that.
I mean, that's never crossed my mind. It hasn't crossed a lady's mind. I don't think that's crossed anybody's mind. And by the way, we all know that you're getting the North Grandstand dedicated to yourself Saturday, and you can stop telling us about it. You know, egomaniac.
Well, sir, I'm not trying to be an egomaniac. I'm saying that this has affected adversely my 31 years as a coach at the Division I level.
No, it hasn't.
And people we have won.
All coaches was. I played football.
Well, if people aren't, let me ask you. If
I don't,
if people aren't painting all coaches
as perverts. Nobody's
well, that
called
may be,
you
sir,
pervert.
But let me ask you a question. If that's true, then how come? When we hear about a man, say, babysitting little girls, and he molests one of them, that we don't want to have no men babysitting little girls after that because all men are suspect. Yeah. Now you have a hard time arguing
That's
with me, don't
crazy.
You?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
No, you know it's true. You know it's true.
No, it's
you know
not
that all men... Are you telling me... Are you trying to tell me that all men are above reproach if one man molests a little girl? You're saying that's just that one guy and all the other guys are good.
I think you're, if I can jump in here.
No, I want to know what this guy says, because he called me up. He called me an idiot, which is his prerogative. But I got a North grandstand being dedicated to me on Saturday, which you don't want to hear about.
The analogy the guy had a moment ago about an alcoholic is right. I'm an alcoholic myself, but that doesn't mean you are and everybody else is.
No, but how many alcoholics are there? There's a lot of them, and you don't know when you're going to run into one.
There's a hell of a lot more that aren't than are.
Yeah, but I don't know if I step out into a street one night, and I'm going to my car, here comes an alcoholic around the corner, and guess what? I'm dead because he's an alcoholic. Now, and I didn't suspect
him. So when one coach is a pervert, all of you are perverts, is that
right? No, I didn't say that. I said that's what everybody thinks.
That's not even going to cross anybody.
I haven't thought that way. This gentleman hasn't thought that way. The lady that called up, you know.
That lady, I ain't buying that for a minute. She's pissed. Excuse my language, Phil. I apologize. But she's angry because she can't call me a pervert because I got ahead of the ball on her. I came out here and I said I would kick that guy's ass, and now she can't say nothing.
What are you talking about?
I just told you that if some guy is molesting a kid in front of me, I'd kick his ass up between his shoulders so that in order for him to see where he was going, he'd have to stick his head out of his butt.
We all know you're
okay.
Hard ass. You know, everybody knows that now, and everybody knows you get a grandstand dedicated to you this Saturday.
That's
and
right.
The stadium that's named after you partially. And nobody yet has called you a pervert. But yet you're sitting here saying all coaches are going to be labeled as perverts.
I don't know how this thing's going to unfold. I don't know how this thing's going to unfold.
It isn't unfolding that way. That hadn't crossed anybody's mind until you brought it up.
I'm telling you, come Saturday when we dedicate the grandstand, I wish you were there. I wish you were there. I would invite you there because if one person comes up to me and says, you know, so what's this going to be about now? You think you can freely touch kids because you got a grandstand named after you? If I get...
Oh, come on. Anybody walks up to you... Are you kidding? Anybody walks up to you and says that, man, they deserve to be booted out of the stadium. Thank you very much for your call, sir. I got to move on here. 877-876-PHIL. Bobby, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Yes, I just would like to mirror exactly what the last fellow said. Nobody has brought this up. Vernon, you're the first person that I've heard bring this up. And you brought it up continually over this. And I just tuned in about 10 minutes ago. But you've brought up how every coach is going to be labeled this. And I don't know if you're just on the air to advertise you getting a grandstand named after you.
No, sir.
But
no one
is going to label coaches because, look, how many Catholic, whatever, look at the priest thing. Look how many of those before people started really paying attention and it looked to be like a problem. But still, there's still priests that are still, there's still priests.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do.
Labeled.
No, right, but
you
know.
Perverts either, but it's a lot
yes,
of them been caught doing it.
Yes, they are. After that happened, everybody looked at priests and went, yeah, what are you doing, touching little boys? There were priests that didn't even want to be seen out in public with that switched-around collar they wear, you know, the Roman collar.
One coach gets caught doing it. Now, I am not defending him. I'm like you. If I would have been the grad student or whoever it was, I would have attacked him. I wouldn't take him to a deserted stadium or a building or nothing like that, but I would have gotten the child away from him, and I probably
exactly.
would have been able to keep myself from hitting him a few times while I detained him for the authorities.
Exactly.
I agree with some of that, but you were just going on and on about this. Nobody, you're the first person I've ever heard even mention that coaches might be labeled this way, and that's
you brought up the example of the Catholic priest, and you didn't even know that you was bringing up the perfect example. That's exactly what happened to Catholic priests. Everybody thought that they were a bunch of perverts, and I don't know what you mean. I mean, all I'm saying is before the police arrive, I want to get my licks in. And there's a deserted,
you're a Billy Badass, so everybody.
No, I'm not a badass. No.
And you're fixing to get a stadium named after you, too. That's real impressive, too. You've been a coach for 10 years. That's impressive. My brother's a coach. He's been a coach for years.
for years. And I
well, then ask him. Ask him about it.
They have prayer before games and everything else.
Sure they do.
Even though they might not be supposed to, they do it anyway. But I think you're way off base here, dude. You got some issues.
Well, sir.
Or either you just protest a little too much. And that's
quoting Shakespeare. I got to hand it to you, quoting Shakespeare.
Radio.
I got to hand it to you, quoting Shakespeare. I think that's very good. What the gentleman said. Did he hang up, Bill?
Yeah, he's going to listen to you.
I don't have anything
well,
else to say to you.
I'm just simply saying to you, sir, before you hang up, all I'm saying is that, you know, you said a mouthful there, but when these coaches, you know, go out and touch little kids, every single coach that has something to do with little kids.
Why are you saying
every single coach?
One.
Oh, are you kidding me? Baseball coaches and softball coaches and all these people.
All right, look, I'm going to let you go, sir, so that Vernon can answer here.
Penn State, dude.
You know.
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing as what these little league coaches touching a kid. You heard about that one, right? Same thing. So
it's the same thing?
Yeah. So, oh, I put it
no,
all
No, it's not. We're talking about a cover-up that happened at Penn State.
Now, see, Mr. Henry tried to get you to hang up, and now you're still talking. I didn't get my point out. Which
no, I'm trying to hang up, but you... Oh,
I want to take this guy... No, you can't hang up now, because I want to say one thing.
Well,
this guy, I would take to an abandoned building, and I would tie the wooden chair that I've got.
Oh.
And I'll tell you, you really want $300?
Phil Henry.